As we look ahead to elections this fall, we're checking in on a race in Kansas. Republicans there vote next month to choose a nominee for the Senate seat held by Republican Sam Brownback, who's running for governor. The two would-be successors share very similar voting records in Congress, but they're vying to convince voters as to who has the more conservative credentials. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Jerry Moran stands before a crowd crackling with energy in the VFW hall of Olathe, a suburb west of Kansas City. Moran is here to tout his own credentials and also to introduce a key endorsement, that of Republican Senator Jim DeMint, a man sometimes billed as Senator Tea Party.
So if you would applaud Jim's presence in Kansas, and if you would let him know how much you appreciate his firm commitment to returning America to the place that we all know it can be and should be, please welcome Jim DeMint.
DeMint is defined in Washington by what he opposes, which is just about all spending programs, the immigration overhaul proposed by President Bush, and pretty much anything the Obama administration wants. To this crowd, DeMint is a rock star.
All we need is a few new recruits in the Senate who aren't afraid of anybody, who when Obama says, yes, we can, will stand up and say, no, you won't.
One of the recruits DeMint hopes to have on his side next year is Jerry Moran, who's been representing the vast 1st District of Kansas for 7 terms in Washington. Moran's opponent, Wichita Republican Todd Tehart, has been in Congress for 8 terms. Tehart has some big-name endorsements, too, including that of Sarah Palin. But DeMint says there's a difference.
Well, Sarah's done a lot of good, but I don't think she knows the candidates as well as I do.
DeMint and Moran share the same Washington townhouse on C Street on Capitol Hill, along with several other lawmakers. Moran was cleared by a House Office of Congressional Ethics probe into whether he and others were paying below-market rents for the space. In Congress, Moran has mostly but not always been a reliable vote for Republican leaders. He proudly points to one of the few times he bucked the party over the prescription drug benefit that then-President Bush and GOP leaders wanted to add to Medicare.
For 3.5 hours, they twisted Republican arms to vote for a bill that was going to increase the deficit by $700 billion. I was one of those who said no. That's a difference between me and my opponent.
In a TV ad, Moran also charges Tehart once supported a bill that would have given in-state tuition discounts to the children of illegal immigrants.
Jerry Moran believes we should secure the borders, enforce our laws, and send lawbreakers to the back of the line.
Tehart's ads go after Moran for allegedly voting to allow tax hikes.
Moran raises taxes and votes with Pelosi. Todd Tehart is a Kansas conservative who hates taxes and takes on liberals in a fight to save his country.
In the tiny town of Oswego, Tehart wears a yellow polo shirt with the letter T and a heart embroidered on the sleeve as he walks into Frogley's gun shop. The walls are lined with rifles and stuffed trophy heads, deer mostly. Proprietor Larry Conley explains.
What happens, guys shoot these and then they get them mounted and then their wives won't let them hang them in the house.
Also showing up in Frogley's is a life-size cardboard cutout of Sarah Palin that stands in a corner. Tehart asks Conley if it's his girlfriend.
Yeah. You like Sarah?
I do.
So do I.
Sarah endorsed me for my campaign for the Senate.
Well, that's good.
Palin's endorsement appeared on her Facebook page. Tehart is hoping for less virtual and more tangible support from the former Alaska governor, but she hasn't yet agreed to an actual campaign appearance. Tehart has a long list of conservative endorsements, including such icons as Sean Hannity and James Dobson. Tehart says it's proof.
So truly, I am the conservative in the race. In Kansas terms, we're looking at someone who is a conservative running against a moderate.
Tehart has been through his own ethics investigation after charges he improperly obtained earmarks for a lobbying group. He was cleared by the House Ethics Committee. And despite all the big-name backers, Tehart has not been able to match Moran in fundraising and trails him in recent polls by as much as 20 points. Tehart professes not to be concerned.
The grassroots organizations that get boots on the ground have all supported me. And in primaries, more so than in generals, grassroots have a significant, powerful impact on the outcome of elections. So I'm very comfortable where I'm at.
The August 3rd GOP primary is likely to determine the next senator from Kansas. The state hasn't sent a Democrat to the Senate since 1932. Brian Naylor, NPR News.